reading from 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. That was 2 Corinthians 9:8.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, March 25th, 2024. Buckle up, listening friends. I have some exciting stories, some news updates, unique ways that I believe God's at work. And I trust as you hear these two stories that I'm about to tell, you'll also say, God is doing something again with that radio ministry. And we serve this great God, so we want to brag him up. And I would trust, or I would hope, I would pray that maybe something that we share or something that's said, in fact, my two special guests, we've prayed that up already, that God will use our conversation in a way to bless you, to maybe help you on your faith journey. Maybe it's you're far from God, but he's going to woo you back. Maybe you don't even believe that God exists. Well, I'm going to share a couple stories that may help you entertain the idea. Well, that's a unique, some would say serendipity, or that's a unique coincidence. Well, I believe God's behind all these good things, and that verse reinforces it a little. But as way of a little bit of a teaser, what does the Bible say about provision? Because we're going to talk about God providing through these two individuals in the studio with me. But the provisions of God for his people are a common theme throughout Scripture. From land, food, and shelter to a righteous path of salvation, God provides for those who love him and follow his commandments. And so I trust, listening friend, as you walk in the center of God's will today, you're going to see him meet your provisional needs. You're going to see him provide in a variety of ways. Maybe it's a friendship you're looking to grow in. Maybe it's a marital partner. Maybe it's following up on that honey-do list, guys. There's different ways that God's going to provide through you. Maybe meeting somebody's needs financially. Maybe it's like these two that are meeting some of the needs that we have at this radio ministry. And some of that story is because a few weeks ago, on March 10th, Howard Fox, who was our station engineer with the ministry of WLUJ, I think 36 plus years, did just about everything. And I gave a little testimony about a couple weeks ago, but it was his time and God brought him home. And as we've been praying up as a radio ministry, how are we going to replace somebody that was so instrumental for so many years, doing many things behind the scenes? A lot of wiring, a lot of technical expertise, a lot of setting up systems, working at the various towers. And he knew all the passcodes and all the ins and outs. And so these last three or so years, as I've gotten to know Howard more, he began teaching and training me in some of the aspects, but it's a void that I don't know how we're going to ever really fill. But we've been praying up, what are we going to do when this goes off the air? Donna Leland says, Mark, what about this? And only Howard knew how to fix that. And so we've been praying and struggling through the what ifs and how do we get to know some of the things that Howard did and find replacements. So as you may know, I've just shared a few requests that the Lord would raise up additional helpers or people that were gifted in various areas. I did have a short list of various engineers at other stations like WBGL and WCIC, and there were some other engineers that helped Howard that live in the Bloomington area or over in Macomb or down near Carlinville. So we have some possibilities of people that could fill in during an emergency, but it's all up in the air and we're still navigating through. So as I've been praying and our team has been praying, we had some very unique God sightings recently. And so I have in the studio with me, I maybe should introduce you before the program's over, but joining me is Steve Griffin. And I'm going to share how he started working with us last week, volunteering, retired a little less than a year, but he feels the call to assist in a variety of ways. So he's going to be introduced in just a minute. And then Amelia Cheshire, And that's a unique story, how she officially began working with the ministry on Wednesday. She volunteered for a day, and then we said she's a part of the team, and we're still navigating how she'll use her gifts to God's glory, but she's available and willing. And so this didn't just happen out of thin air, and yet God used some very unique circumstances to bring it together. So I think, Amelia, I'm going to begin with you. I'm going to tell a little of your story, and feel free to maybe jump in or clarify, because it's from my perspective, but a week ago on Friday night, there was an Iron Sharpens Iron men's conference. Many of you heard us talk about that. In fact, there's one coming to Champaign on April 20th. But on Friday night, Holly and I and Dave Fitch, who's our director of development, we wanted to set up our table because the conference began first thing Saturday morning. And so Friday night, we're setting up our table and putting out our radio literature and posters and all the things so that people could be more familiar with the ministry of Great News Media and WLUJ. So we did that Friday night. Well, they had a number of other table hosts and some of the speakers and the volunteers there. It's a big operation. Over 800 men attended that conference. Many great God sightings. Anyway, we're sitting there eating these sloppy joes, enjoying some fellowship time, Holly, Dave, and I. And this gal comes up to our table. She's volunteering there, picking up the plates and cleaning after all of us. And Dave goes, "I think I know you." You know, they strike up a conversation, and Amelia's like, "Yeah, you probably also know my dad. It's Tom Cheshire. He's the one overseeing all the Iron Sharpens Iron men's ministry. In fact, he's the executive director of Relevant Practical Ministry for Men. And I've had him on a couple times over the last month or so. Great guy. A Marine." A shout out for my brother in Arizona who loves being a Marine, and he loves when I feature Marines. But Tom's got a great faith journey, life story, and how God called him to that. Well, this is his daughter Amelia. And so Dave and Amelia are talking, and, you know, I'm eavesdropping. I mean, I'm sitting right there. And then Holly asks a question. And so because Amelia was serving, she wanted to finish up cleaning up other tables, but we kind of coaxed her, "Hey, sit down." So she sits down with us, and we got to know a little more about her background. She said, "I'm currently in transition, you know, looking for different work," and, you know, bing, 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 bing. I'm thinking, hey, we need some quality, godly people with this radio ministry, and in the absence of Howard not being around, you know, he's with the Lord, what are we going to do to fulfill some of the roles and such? And as I'm hearing about some of her testimony, she was the director of development for a ministry in Portland, Oregon. She'd served in a number of missionary roles, if you will, with different organizations, just had a heart for the Lord. And then, you know, Holly's like, "Well, what are your spiritual gifts?" And she says, "Well, I think, you know, I have a real mercy, a tender heart for people and service." And I'm like, bing, 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 bing. I like those. Those are two good things for the radio ministry, with trying to minister to the listener and having a heart for people, that gift of mercy, and then being a servant. I seem to sometimes draw a lot of servants because I always have projects for them to work on. So anyways, I noted some good parallels for what I would hope to add to our radio ministry team. And so we talked a little longer, and I said, "Well, do you have a resume?" So we talked a little more. And so this is Friday night. And then there was the big conference on Saturday. And I think we saw each other, you know, walking through 800 people, you know, it was pretty crowded, people all over. But I think Sunday I contacted her, "Any chance you could come into the station on like Monday or Tuesday, and, you know, we can get to know each other a little more, and you can get to know some of the radio ministry?" And she says, "Yeah, let me look at the schedule, and, you know, there's different things I'm doing." And so lo and behold, she showed up on Monday. And so we just had volunteer tasks. I mean, after walking her around, Holly showed her some things. I gave her a tour of the studio and gave her some history. She was already, I think, working on phones, working on our First Lady ministry, making calls, assisting in a variety of ways. I think 4 or 5 hours later, we're like, "Hey, I think this could be a really good fit." So all to say, we had her back on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. So we officially hired her. We haven't defined exactly the role. She's gifted, has a heart for the Lord, good communication skills, a passion for ministry and outreach, and some of the things that we want to accomplish through community engagement. Anyways, Amelia Cheshire, welcome to the ministry.
Thank
Welcome
you so
to
much.
Our listeners that I'm hoping, praying for you in the coming days. Mm-hmm. She has a lot of different gifts, wants to reach out, maybe help with students in schools, maybe a substitute teacher, also has other roles, maybe helping families after having a baby. I think it's like a postpartum doula, servant type. That's where her gifts come out. And so we're trying to navigate different roles and hours, but you might hear her voice when you call in, hear her respond to a request that you have. She's also helping facilitate the First Lady Ministry gathering, figuring out the food and how to love on these women of God that'll come to this gathering on April 2nd. Anyways, that was her voice a moment ago. I told you that you guys just kind of have to be my props in the studio because I had a lot to share. So you're going to hear more from them in the coming days. But a God sighting. Here we were at an event on a Friday night, saw this individual, just felt like kindred spirits and always looking for godly people that are passionate about extending his work in people's lives. And that's what this ministry does. So she's seemingly going to be a great fit here, whether it's for a week, a month, for many years, we'll let God determine that. But Amelia Cheshire is our new hire as of last Wednesday, and she's a part of the team. Well, here's another God sighting story. Steve Griffin, and only God could have pulled this one off too. And there's a little more history to this, but we needed somebody with some technical background, somebody that could come in and fulfill some of the role that Howard had. And so this has been major on my mind because it's like, Lord, I can do some of the things, but there's many things that Howard did or does that I don't know how we're going to fulfill that role. So on Monday, while we're here, I get this call. There's a guy on the line that's interested in helping the station. And well, you know, that rings my bell, so I can't wait to talk with him. And so Steve's on the line, and he said, yeah, I heard that you might need some help. You know, I analyze things, and I love to streamline it in such a way that there's steps to follow or people understand exactly how it's been documented, and it helps in a number of ways. And so we had a great conversation. So that was on Monday. He called and I said, can you come in on Wednesday? And so then I was trying to figure out, now, why did this guy call? And it seemed like there was a guy named Cooper, Greg Cooper. He's known as Coop. And he had touched base with this guy. Well, here's the rest of the story. It's pretty amazing. So Dave Finch, our director of development, he goes to Doug Reihard's monthly Christian Business Network. It's for men and women that follow Jesus. We have lunch together and we network like, oh, you're a banker. I need a banker. You do this service. I need that kind of service. So it's a great time where we come together. And so I wasn't able to make it, but Dave Finch was there. And as he's leaving, it's all over. Greg Cooper, Coop, meets him in the doorway, and they just talk for a minute or two because Coop is coming, Dave is leaving. But Dave mentions that we have a need for an engineer, and Coop does a radio program here in Springfield. He's done it for many, many years. He helps coordinate the Power Light gathering, you know, thousands of Christians with a lot of the known bands. And so he's done that. He's well known in the community. Anyways, he and Dave quickly touch base about our need for an engineer, somebody to help. So just put that in your mind that had it been a minute or two later, Dave would have been gone or Coop hadn't made it yet or whatever. But they meet, Dave shares, and then next thing you know, he's a part of retrieving cars. I'll let our special guest, Steve, share a little more about that. But it just so happens that Coop's in a car with another individual, Steve Griffin. They're going up to Chicago to pick up a car and then retrieve it and bring it back, just say, to this dealership. Well, they had never met before. But as they talk, that 2+ hour drive up to Chicago, it comes out that Steve has had some radio background, worked with analytics and equipment, mainly with TV stations and such, but had some radio background or some expertise in technology that deals with some radio equipment and such. Anyway, Coop says to him, hey, WLUJ in Springfield has a need, and I would recommend that you call them. And so sure enough, on Monday, he calls. Thank you, God, that the prodding that maybe God put on Steve's heart, we're going to ask him why he called, but he calls the station. We talk on Monday. He comes in on Wednesday. He already starts streamlining and disconnecting additional wiring and sorting through various cabinets and tubs of stuff. And anyways, he came in Wednesday, then Thursday and Friday. And so there's enough jobs to keep him busy forever. But I guess what I want to share is, think about it. God has somebody meet in a doorway as somebody's coming and going. They'd have a brief conversation about a need. That same person, Coop, then has never met this Steve before, but because of circumstances, they're in a car going to Chicago. This individual shares with this new friend, Steve, about a need we have. Steve, for whatever reason, says, I'm going to follow up. Come Monday, he follows up, calls the station. I happen to be here. We talk about it. He comes in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He's doing all sorts of things. And it's just like the provision. God knew exactly what we need beyond what I could have even dreamed or hoped for. And so he's kind of all in too. So I wanted to introduce these two. You will have about 4 or 5 minutes to hear from them. But Steve Griffin, I don't know, we don't have a title or anything, but you're retired. You're wanting to help. Your wife thinks it's great because you've listened to the station for many years. And Amelia is in transition, but she loves that people are being served through our ministry and loves to be community engaged and be able to use her gifts and hopefully help this ministry flourish and touch more lives. But I want to start with you, Steve. Why did you follow up on something that somebody said to see if your gifts can be used for this ministry?
Well, honestly, I have to say that the quick answer to that is that I wouldn't always have followed up. That's kind of my personality, unfortunately. But I had listened to WLUJ for a long time, had never really helped out in any way. And this is more to God's credit than mine. But there was that part of me that was saying, Steve, you haven't worked at a radio station since 1983. All that stuff has changed. You know, you're not going to be the right guy, blah, 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 blah. But then there was also, I guess, the God side that said, you can go in there and offer what you can. And for once in my life, the God side won out. And so here I am.
Well, it's been interesting. You've been going through cabinets.
I never knew Howard, but anytime a single engineer runs a facility like this for 36 years, they leave their imprint, you know. And having been an electronic technician in other fields after I left broadcasting briefly in it for a couple of years from about 1980 to 1983, pictured myself being there probably for a lifetime, but then I got married in that stretch of time and realized that the hours, this is a personal thing, but I was better off leaving that for another field of electronics that had different hours. But having been an electronic technician all that time, I can kind of look at something like this, and I kind of know how he was thinking. And I just thought, you know, I don't want these people to have to struggle through this sudden loss and be lost in the technicalities of it. That should be the least of their worries. And so I'm just here to look around, survey, clean things up if necessary, and find out how Howard did things. And I've been in these situations before with other kinds of electronic systems. So I want to give everybody a clear picture of how the station works. And then once everybody's confident with that, we'll just go to whatever the next step is.
And I've already assigned him, I think my first day as we were getting to know each other, I listed, these are three different things. Do you think you could move these two thermostats? And he said, yeah, I think I could do that. And I said, we have a phone buzz. Can you work on that? And so thank you, God.
Mark will find things for you to do.
Yeah.
Just come on over here and volunteer. Mark will find things for you to do.
Well, that's true, Amelia, for you too. You've come in, you're doing sorting, you're already calling pastors. You know, we've had some listeners in the other day that were so excited to see you a part of the ministry. I think you're friends with one of their daughters, and they were just beaming. As many listeners know, when you find somebody that's gifted and capable, you don't always have a position, just say open, but oftentimes a good leader will create a position for them. And so I always, even with our radio board, I've always found people that love the Lord. And if that's first and foremost in their lives, they'll fit in. God will use them for whatever period of time you have. And so that's somewhat true for you, Amelia. You're in a transitional period where you've been up in Portland for like 9 years. You're back in the Springfield area. I know some of your heart's still there, but you're open to whatever God is doing. So In our closing minute or two, I know you've loved Adventures in Odyssey and some things that you've listened to with the station, but what do you hope God accomplishes for whatever period of time you're here with the ministry?
Yeah, we prayed before this, and I sat in on an interview last week, and, you know, we just pray over whatever the listener needs to hear, that the Lord would speak to them. And so I'm not totally sure yet what my purpose is here or what my role would be at WLUJ, but just praying that the Lord would accomplish his mission through me and that I would be a willing servant. I am in transition myself, and I love Ruth Haley Barton's Invitation to Silence and Solitude. And she has this one line in that book that continues to stand out to me, that, you know, as we enter into silence and solitude, we don't want to figure things out. You know, we don't want to come up with our own solutions. We're not trying to put the pieces together. What we really long for is to hear from the Lord and have that direction. And so through a chance encounter at a Friday night meal, I met Mark and Holly and reconnected with Dave, and who knows where the Lord wants to lead that. And I just feel like my role right now is to be open to whatever the Lord leads me in, and hopefully be a servant along the way, whether that's to the staff here, to the board, to the listeners. That's my heart coming into this, and that could take a variety of different shapes and forms, and let's see what adventure the Lord has in store.
Please keep Steve and Amelia part of the team, and how God will continue to provide for us. But I wanted to share them both because of such unique circumstances. Steve was told about our need, but he could have just thought about it. Oh, I'll get around to it. Oh, maybe someday I'll call there. But he followed up on that. So if God puts something on your heart today, maybe it's to call somebody. Maybe it's to reconcile a relationship. Maybe it's to bring that encouraging word to your pastor. Whatever it is, if something is put on your heart, pray it through and follow up on those intentions, because God's probably at work prodding you. And then in Amelia's case, she doesn't have all the pieces to the puzzle put together yet either. She's discerning where God might have her and use her, but she was willing to step forward and say, hey, for right now, if you can utilize my skills, I'm available. And so we're testing the waters. So I would hope that maybe today you would be encouraged to test the waters, to step out and see where God may lead you. Maybe you're going to help another ministry, or maybe you're going to transition to a different job that you never thought of before. Or maybe, like Steve, he had an interest in radio many years ago. Anyways, thank you everyone for listening to our storytelling today. God is a good God. He cares for you. And we're entering that season where we can even be more mindful of the sacrificial life that Jesus had that Monday, Thursday. It's a tough one coming in, but yet there was Good Friday and then Resurrection Sunday. So we serve a great God. He loves you. He cares for you, and he will provide. And may you walk in step with his leading today. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Steve Griffin, and Amelia Cheshire with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.